I want to go even maybe even more into practice. Let's say that we say that ideally there should be some people who identify that problem and convert by themselves, be the change in this world. And do you think that there is a way for having more people getting aware of that, except from our personal example? I mean,
yeah.
Something more bigger. Maybe there's no way. I'm just asking like that. Do you think that there's a way to make something at greater level than just one individual, or to make people more aware?
This is very challenging, because how can you show it? It's not that I can create like a movement of people being nice.
Or maybe with this podcast.
Or maybe with this podcast, yeah, we can reach out to people that are facing the same struggles, that maybe are feeling that they have to change their personality or their behavior in order to achieve their goals.
Mm.
Maybe I think we have to find also examples of people who have already achieved this, so that are known for being nice people, that did the job nicely and did not give up on their personal kindness. Maybe this could be great too.
Because I'm thinking also of one thing, which is maybe part of the problem, that when we are not nice, we have much more mediatic ego, no? So I'm imagining with politicians, if you become violent with your opponent, politician opponent, then things go viral. Basically, if you have a clash, you're gonna have a buzz, you know?
Of course.
And so maybe that's also, there could be one thing, you make me think, there could be one thing where each person shows by their example, but also maybe reducing the visibility of people who act unkind. Because having this clash that just go viral everywhere, viral,
it's not helpful.
Is actually doing the opposite. No, it's bringing more visibility, a model of being not kind. And usually, if I understand well also, the people who get visibility with that, who create a buzz and a clash, it's actually helping them. Like, they get more elected, they get better.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a way to reduce that visibility, or to let's say now you have an advantage to create a clash. Maybe we could think of some solution to create a disadvantage when using a clash.
Yeah, when like this kind of behavior is not acceptable in a field.
Yeah.
Also, you know, there are Italian politicians. One of them currently, who is becoming super famous, is the mayor of Terni. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name, and I don't want to name it. because he said very disgusting stuff about women when dealing about violence towards women.
Mm-hmm.
And
such as?
He basically told, if a man sees a woman walking on the street, if he's lucky, he can have sex with her. And if he's not, then he goes back home. And I mean, so it basically was diminishing the systemic violence against women, that is a very big issue
and
here in Italy.
Extremely irrespectful.
It's very irrespectful. It's disgusting that a politician also, because I said have sex, but he obviously uses an Italian slur that is very vulgar and should not be used in any context, but should not be used against, like when you're talking about violence towards women, it's very disrespectful and disgusting. And you would expect this person to just be destroyed by the media, to just be like, this person is just a man that should not be seen on television. And instead, he is everywhere. And there are men telling him, finally someone that is saying the things how should be said, like man to man in this way. And for me, it's very, like, I get angry, but I get also very sad for this man. It's very depressing that he thinks that to reach an audience, he has to behave like this.
For that man, I mean, at the end, he manages, because, you know, he did the best. Now you remember it. Even now you're doing advertisement for it. So
and
at the end,
disgusting.
It's working. This is the worst part. So maybe, we should find some way that it's impossible to do that. So maybe in the media, there should be some kind of, I don't know if that would be a good idea, some kind of censorship about that. Maybe censorship is a too strong word.
Yeah, maybe, but.
But I mean, this is my question at the end. How to, because now doing this clash, doing this super irrespectful comments is helping. It's like giving visibility.
Of course.
So how can we make it this incentive? Like, you know, not an incentive.
I think it's a matter of how the system works. If the system keeps advantaging these people, it's a problem.
So,
but then how can we change that?
Would you, for example, would you support a law which maybe doesn't censor, because that would be against freedom of speech, but at least maybe just like, you know, when you smoke a cigarette, there's a message written saying, hey, you shouldn't smoke. That's not a nice thing and it's not helpful for your health. Maybe there should be the same kind of message. Hey, you're being violent and irrespectful. Yes, it does the best, but it's not healthy and nice for the society.
Yeah, could be. Could also, it would be a more nicer, a nicer word if that could happen.
Mm.
And also, I think we should stop to say sentences like, ah, you have to detach the person from what he did in his life.
Mm.
For instance, think about Silvio Berlusconi, you know, who was a very famous politician here in Italy. And when he died, people started to criticize him for what he did in his personal life and his political life. And people supporting him started to say, ah, but you should separate him as a politician and entrepreneur from his as a human being. And I started to ask myself, but why should I do it? Like, I'm not saying bad things about him. I'm just questioning, why should I make this separation? This is not the way it should be done. Like, was he a nice person or not? Is this the question? And if the answer is you should separate, then I think I have the answer of the question.
That's very, very good point.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, because in a way you're saying that at the end, it means that that person is not putting kindness in the in his work and in the system, and thus is not helping society.
No.
That's very interesting.